Good morning. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our community, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress. This week, we learn about STRIDE, which educates and empowers individuals with special needs in life-changing sport and recreation programs to sustain healthy, active, and fun lifestyles. To learn more, we welcome Mary Ellen Whitney, CEO and founder. Good morning, Mary Ellen. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Nice to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program. Megan Evans is with us. She is the program director. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
And Steve Pachasik joins us. He's a wounded warrior and a sled hockey goalie who has some cool stories to tell us as well. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Excellent. I'm great. All right. So is Mary Ellen? Is that,
yes, correct. That
okay? So let us begin with you. Tell us about STRIDE. How did this all come together, and when did you found it?
Wow. I'll try and do that in a breath.
Let me just do, when did you find it?
Actually, in 1985, around that year. So we're about 33 years old now.
Okay.
It was an outgrowth of me being an adaptive physical education teacher for the BOCES system. And I learned quickly that my students who were in special education classes had very little after-school programming. So I just started doing things with my friends after school for free, and it blossomed and grew. And now, three decades later, we've got 18 sport programs in 28 locations in four states.
Okay. So what do you do? How did the people come to you? How is it organized? How does it work?
We are a very large organization with 4 whopping employees.
Okay.
We're tiny, but we have a really big presence. I mean, we're known nationally as one of
So there's 2 people in the office right now.
That's right.
That you've left behind.
Okay. That's right. And they're listening.
All right. Good.
So, yeah, we get athletes by, it started word of mouth, and it's grown over the 3 decades tremendously. But we are a national chapter with Disabled Sports USA, and we're a Paralympic sport club, which is elite athletes who do sports in the Olympic arena. And we work with Special Olympics. So, we're all over the map.
So when you say 4 states, so what 4 states are we talking about?
Here in New York, obviously. Yeah. We work a lot in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. We have a ski program in Connecticut, and we also have a ski program in Rhode Island.
And you began here in the capital region?
Yes.
Yeah.
We started here with a ski program, and we do camping, and it all started with camping, bowling, and skiing, and then it grew.
And there are programs pretty much year-round?
All year-round, yes.
Yes.
And the way it works is we have about 400 to 500 some volunteers that are trained in the programs. Megan takes care of all that, and they are volunteers. That there's a volunteer director for every program. So, for example, the sled hockey program, there's a volunteer director, there's a coach, there's a manager, and they're all unpaid. And then we've got the athletes.
So, Megan, let us talk about some of the programs as the director of these. How do you fill out a calendar year with all the stuff?
Well, sports are seasonal, so yep. Thankfully, they're not all 18 of them happening all at once. But so we have in the spring golf, and we still have a swim program, and we have bowling and things like that. But then in the winter, we have our ski programs, and sled hockey goes from fall till winter and into spring for the last tournament that they just had. So our camping program will be starting up soon in the summer, and it was an old Girl Scout camp, and it's in Chatham. But now we've taken over and made it an adaptive camping area. So it's a wonderful opportunity for our kids to have some outdoor recreation.
When it comes to the Wounded Warrior program, talk a little bit about that, and then we'll introduce Steve into this equation.
Yeah, so our warriors are integrated in all of our programs that they're interested in. We have our camping program, which is right in Steve's neck of the woods. He not only helps maintain the grounds, but he also tries to get other warriors to come camping. So that way they can have some respite of their own by coming out into nature and having the birds and what the outdoors can do for them, give them some peace of mind, and collaborating with other veterans that might be going through the same thing as them. But we've had warriors take advantage of other programs of ours, like sailing in Saratoga and our sled hockey team.
So, Steve, how did you come to the program?
A couple of years ago, I was I live in Chatham, so I didn't even know there was a camp there at that time.
Yeah.
And somebody told me there's a Wounded Warrior camp. So I did stop by, and I said hello, and everybody's very friendly, and I met some veterans there, and they talked me into playing on the sled hockey team.
Now, what is sled hockey? I don't...
Sled hockey was actually, I think it was in Sweden, they developed it in the 1960s. And what it was is for those who couldn't skate anymore or had disabilities could actually sit on the ice on a sled, which has blades on the bottom
like
of the
rudders ice. Or, yeah.
Right. It just has regular skate blades.
Yep.
And you propel yourself with two small sticks that have picks on the end. So as you're propelling yourself down ice, you slide up and then you use the other side of the stick to shoot the puck.
It seems like that could be even more violent than regular hockey.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you get a pick. That's...
Yep.
You know, or we get... those guys can get to some pretty fast speeds, and you get some collisions. And
right. But the good part about it is it gets you all together, and there's a cool team setup.
It's camaraderie.
Yeah.
You know, you have... people who have the same, I won't call it disadvantage because at one point I did call it a disadvantage, but it's how you overcome that disadvantage. And if you do it as a group, it's a lot easier.
You were disabled in the war, in fighting?
I was actually disabled in Korea on a live fire training mission.
On a training mission.
And I've had 44 surgeries since then.
What year was that?
That was in 1982.
Wow. So, I'm assuming that with your teammates, they all have, everybody's different, and yet the stories have the commonality that they've been disabled, and this gives them an opportunity to get together and share in those experiences.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing is actually it keeps. I get on the ice and I have 2 hours of just freedom.
Yeah,
freedom from pain, freedom from I just forget about being disabled. You just it's like, you know, being a regular hockey player.
Yeah,
you know, and being kind of the oldest guy on the team.
Well, that has its privileges too, doesn't it?
But it's good to be able to mentor the kids, or not kids, they're young adults.
Yeah.
And, you know, let them know how much, you know, there is out there, and they should go for anything that they want. There's no walls, there's no barriers.
So, quick question on the, so you won yesterday.
Oh, yes, we did.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, we won.
Tournament.
Very big tournament. Mm-hmm. We were playing the New York Rangers sled hockey team.
Nice.
And we went into double overtime.
There you go.
And we won 6-5.
And that was in Chatham? That was where you played?
That's in
West
Springfield.
Springfield, yeah.
Nice. So how do people like Steve, find out about Stride and get involved. So what is your tributaries that bring veterans and disabled?
That's a great question. We really became known through word of mouth, because if one child has success in a program, they tell everyone in their special ed classroom.
Yeah.
And those families hear about, you know, Johnny's doing tennis and loving it, and they get the word out that way. But we have you know, like shows like this. We have, over the years, had a lot of media attention. We've been lots of avenues to get the word out, and the awareness is growing rapidly.
I guess I was thinking, and is this something where, for example, the VA or other people would say, oh, this is something that would be
yes.
good, or other disabled groups,
sure.
centers for the disabled and so forth
sure.
would yeah. include yeah. you in there.
Especially since we have things like our bike camp program that's
yep.
going to happen at the end of June. A lot of doctors and physical therapists all start to recommend sport and our activities that we have as a way for them to become more active and have these types of programs to help add some mobility or whatever it is that the child needs to enhance their lives.
So tell us about the new center.
Well, it was kind of a dream, and I had looked for about 3.5 years to find a place that would be an office. We were really literally living in a little shoebox when we had only 2 or 3 employees, and this place came available, and there's 2 buildings, and one of them was a 5,500 square foot warehouse that was used for HVAC.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and said, wow, this is perfect. So we've completed the gymnasium portion of it.
Okay.
So we have had a couple programs there already. We built a bocce court. We have a Eagle Scout projects lined up that we'll be working on the grounds, and it's in West Sand Lake, and we expect it to be completed probably, I'm thinking maybe fall or maybe into the winter we'll have a complete opening because it's getting real close. This infrastructure's done. So it'll have a conference center. It's called the Share Center, which the whole idea behind it is a community center with a focus on adaptive for having people come and collaborate with us, other agencies, organizations, and then also a place for anyone with special needs who want workout.
Talk a little bit about the collaboration with the other agencies. How does that work?
Well, there will be upstairs is all finished off. They'll have a place for intimate gatherings, and we call it the Warrior Room, and that will be,
there you go.
For example, we could do PTSD counseling or nutrition or things like that that we don't offer, but other organizations might. They'd come and work with us. We'd be able to collaborate on broader sense of active, healthy lifestyles.
When people can get in at any point, right? I mean, it's just
sure.
if you're in the middle of a season or whatever, it
sure.
doesn't matter. You can get in at any point.
Yep.
Very
mm-hmm.
cool. Well, it was funny. I was just laughing when you said that because I have on my notes that the center is in WSL. And I was like, I wonder what that stands for. I wonder what that stands for. And then when you said West Sand Lake, I said, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Mystery solved. But I'm glad you brought it up. Well, all of this you can find out about Stride and find out what they're up to by going to their website. It is chock full of information, stride.org, stride.org. Mary Ellen Whitney is the CEO and founder. Megan Evans is the program director. Steve Pachesik is a wounded warrior and a sled hockey goalie celebrating his victory yesterday. Congratulations to you and the team.
Thank you
very much for being here and for the great work. And Mary Ellen and Megan, thank you very much for a beautiful program and for describing it to us this morning.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Again, stride.org for more information. Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.